We've been told by our counselor that we have trouble communicating. No surprise there. He tells us things to work on, and I want to work on them, but my husband isn't doing it so much. He's having trouble, at least I think he is, letting go of his emotions for his affair partner. I noticed at times that he's having a bad day, and if he's having a bad day, I'll ask about it, but he doesn't want to share it with me. He says nothing is wrong, or you don't want to hear that. Well, in my huge insecurities these days, this makes me worry. From there, I ask him if it's anything I need to worry about or anything he plans on acting on or if he's just working through stuff. He replies, I don't know. Ugh. How do I get him to start communicating with me? We don't talk about the affair or our recovery much at all. When I bring stuff up, he tends to start to shut down. I don't always ask about his feelings because this, if I do, tell him when things bother me or if I need reassurance or comfort from him. I don't always ask about his feelings because of this, but I do tell him when things bother me or if I need reassurance or comfort from him. Even when I express my issues, he doesn't reply with reassurance. I need or more than an okay, or I can see how you feel like that. I worry that his not talking about this stuff with me and keeping it inside will drive him to her. I know his emotions and feelings aren't with me right now, at least the warm and fuzzy ones. That makes our lack of communication worry me more. What do I do? How do I get him to talk and share with me? Are his feelings normal for this point of recovery after an emotional affair? Are these feelings part of his grieving? And it doesn't make anything better that he's been out of town the past 2 weeks and has to leave again for 1.5 weeks. He talks to me rarely when he's gone and wants to put it out of his mind. I can understand, but it makes me crazy. You know, again, part of the problem is his ability, I would suspect, to process with you kind of what's going on through all of this would be... I could see how that might be difficult. My question would be, and it sounds like you've got a counselor, is he doing any individual counseling to kind of address this issue, or is he involved with any type of coach or men's group or other people that he can talk to and process with? I know that when I work with men's groups, a lot of times what I will end up doing is having them do what I call a self-awareness exercise, because guys, honestly, and some women too, it's difficult to begin to develop intimacy if you don't have a self-intimacy, if you don't have awareness of really how you're feeling, if the way that you deal with things, as we men frequently do, is compartmentalization rather than becoming self-aware and kind of learning how to take care of yourself. And I think if without that awareness, then the probabilities of using alcohol or, you know, other means affair partners to mood alter or just to self-soothe or just to kind of deal with life go up pretty significantly. So, you know, if he's involved, I mean, if he would be involved potentially with some sort of coach, if he would be involved with some sort of counseling, I think that would be really important, even for your counselor to give you some very simple intimacy exercises with rituals of doing things and checking in just on a daily basis. And those check-ins don't have to be really heavy, something that your husband would necessarily dread. It can be as simple as a feeling that I've had today and another time in my life when I had that same feeling. But it's and it really is feeling-based. It's how do I get back to the place where I become aware kind of what's going on in the emotional realm, not just in the intellectual realm. Now, the other thing I can imagine is that, you know, if this he may be a little scared of even going there at one level just because of the pain he may be feeling as a result of what's occurred as the affair. And learning how to grieve and deal with that could be a really hard thing. Again, if he can be with other men, I think you could help him process through that. It would be really useful. And again, having the therapist potentially prescribe those daily events may be a simple way to get him to begin communicating with you again and provide a way for that to happen. And I would certainly think maintaining that contact and continuing to find ways to actually have fun, even if you're doing simple things that are fun, like internet Scrabble, games that you can play over the cell phone. Try to find ways to connect that don't require just talking about heavy stuff, but ways the two of you can have fun even while he's traveling. And then I'm thinking sometimes internet games or things like that can be a really fun way for the two of you to continue to connect. So also try to build something like that in so there's a sense of connection, but it's not all, you know, it takes away maybe his dread of it's going to be heavy and difficult. But he begins to look forward to kind of the games and things that the two of you get to do together. It brings play into the process. Certainly think that could be a useful tact.